You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
I tell you what, you have to laugh in the face of adversity, don't you? What a start to the program. For some reason, something on the console was feeding me the wrong information. It was complete, as we would say in English, well, let's say screw up. Anyway, it's great to be with you, isn't it, Yasmin?
Oh, yeah.
Because you could hear everything okay, couldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, did you hear me swearing?
No, I just hear myself.
Well, you weren't swearing. That's the main thing. Anyway, we're here, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's you and me and the music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. It's going to be so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Yasmin's going to be my elf this morning. Anyway, sorry about that. We got the program underway anyway. Managed to find out what the problem was. It was just a bad connection, and it was feeding me all the wrong information.
Okay.
So that was exciting in a bad sort of way. So what haven't we, this morning... We've got 3 hours of Christmas music,
mm-hmm.
and I actually managed to find, I'm interested to see if I could find the 100 best-selling Christmas songs,
mm-hmm.
sort of like ever, not just the current ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Billboard Hot 100 list of the 100 best-selling Christmas songs. So we'll take a look at that.
Oh, that's good.
So these, some of the music we'll play,
mm-hmm.
We'll be able to see where it is on the list.
Awesome.
This is all exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's making up for that start of the program. We do not have any of the usual for you this morning. It's just Christmas music. We would normally do this on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
But we're not here tomorrow, are we?
Mm-hmm.
No,
exactly.
We're going to be out celebrating. So we're going to do what we would normally do on Christmas Eve, and it's just 3 hours of Christmas music. We want to try and get rid of all the nasty stuff today, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Like the beginning of the program. You know, you just have to laugh. There's nothing you can. Technology's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Bring Us In, that was Mel and Kim, yes, and mm-hmm. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Lovely.
Which is all a little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And our next one, that's coming from Queen.
Oh, wow.
And I think we're all sad that, thank God it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right?
We are. We're all happy. Be happy. Say happy.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. TGIF.
Thank you.
there we go. Yes, that is a Queen. And thank God it's Christmas. And it is.
I guess this is the first time I listen to that song.
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's one that I've played very much in the past, to be quite honest. But it's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yes, good old Freddie Mercury when he was with us.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of looking at the 100 best-selling Christmas records. This is of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And starting down towards the bottom, the last one, in actual fact, in number 100, is White Winter Hymnal, which is Pentronix.
Mm-hmm.
But number 99 is Michael Bublé.
Oh, I love Michael Bublé.
Well, yes, I know. this is Michael Bublé featuring the Papini Sisters.
Hmm. Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, you know this one?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you're better than I am, then. Here's Michael Bublé and the Papini Sisters.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bublé.
Are you ready to sing a little Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells.
To ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
There we go, yes, Bubbly Boobly, as I like to call him.
Mm-hmm.
And Papini Sisters, it's interesting, I just thought I'd sort of check them out. They're English close harmony vocal trio, composed of Italian-born singer Marcella Pupini and English singers Kate Mullins and Emma Smith. And because they sound very retro, don't they?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Because the three are not related, obviously, but the name was chosen in tribute to the Andrew Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear that expression in your voice. Andrew Sisters, who are they?
Who are they? Yeah.
Yes. they were very popular back in the sort of 40s and 50s, and they were sort of around about that time. So, that's the Papini Sisters there with Michael Bublé, and that was number 99 on the Billboard Hot 100 of the top Christmas songs.
I like it. I follow them on Instagram.
They do?
Papini
yeah.
Sisters, yeah. Mm-hmm. They have beautiful presentations, you know.
Yeah. So that's it. That's it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Retro's coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look at me. Coca-Cola Christmas song.
Yeah.
time on The Breakfast Show. We're 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Go, that's it. The Coca-Cola Christmas song. It was popular, those, weren't they? Melanie Thornton there. Time on The Breakfast Show, 20 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Nice. Coca-Cola always has beautiful videos, you know, mm-hmm. Christmas.
And they do their nice trees, don't they? Because we always have a Coca-Cola Christmas tree here, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they also had the trucks.
Mm-hmm. I saw those the other day. Yeah, yeah, when I was driving down and I... Here, the Parque Raka.
Mm-hmm. They always do special things on Christmas.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yes. It's a lovely, jolly time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we'll talk about lovely, jolly. Mary Lou's listening to us this morning, mm-hmm. as always.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mary Lou. And she says, good day to everyone, as always. And she asked if we could play. It's a Christmas song, of course, because that's what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Redneck Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this one before?
No, I don't think so.
Eh?
I have to listen to it.
You did? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good fun. It's Ray Stevens.
We're having a redneck Christmas with traditional possum stew.
Yeehaw!
We're having a redneck Christmas. Hope salad and rabbit too.
Yum, yum.
Got a whole new char, red man. All brand new spit
cook.
And I got my wife a new set of retreads for my pickup truck.
Ain't he the sweetest guy?
Oh, ain't never seen that reindeer, but we painted the bull's nose red. But runners under the outhouse, and we're using it for a sled. Stockings on the stove. Hope Santa brings us big stuff, cause the little stuff falls to the toe. We're having a redneck Christmas with homemade moonshine eggnog. I took a little swig, thought it needed more kick, throwed in a little toady frog. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Sounds more like my type of Christmas, really.
Yep.
Possum Stew, I was a little bit concerned because they said something about they couldn't find the reindeer or something, mm-hmm. so they painted the bull's nose red. Mm-hmm. I thought, don't tell me they ate the reindeer.
Oh, this is the first time I listened
to that.
Yeah,
it was a good, fun song. So
yeah.
That was from Mary Lou, Mary Lou's request this morning. And so here's another one, which is a bit of fun as well, because Dear Santa, bring me a man this Christmas. Don't say anything. Actually, this could be our shower song for this morning, couldn't it?
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors 6431-0419.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Al que madruga.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Do you remember the first time? Remember the night? If we stand it together under the lights, we'll get that old school feeling back in our hearts. It's okay, it's alright. It is all about giving, give as you get. It's okay, it's alright.
diamonds for Christmas. Let's do it again.
And there we go. That was Alphabeat and Christmas. Let's do it again. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, we're 27 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We normally have some sort of international news and business news, don't we, this time, yes? Yeah, not today.
Exactly. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, today is a totally antidepressant day today. And the Alphabeat and Xmas, let's do it again. Right, I tell you what, we've got a little message in from Renee and Rick.
Good morning.
Good afternoon to them.
Oh, yes.
And says, good Friday morning and Christmas Eve Eve. See? Christmas Eve Eve. Mm-hmm. So Christmas Eve Eve.
So today is what day there?
Today, it's still today, but it's in the afternoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're way ahead of us. They went to a light show. The Christmas light show we went to last night was spectacular. So beautiful. We want to wish a very happy and merry Christmas to all and ask if we could play Amy Grant. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much.
Shall we do that?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay. Here she is, Amy Grant, and... having problems again, yes. I'm going back to bed.
What happened?
I don't know. My console's gone Christmas loony. I think I know what the problem is. Anyway, this is Amy Grant. A Christmas to Remember, you can say that again.
Twinkling lights, a chill is in the air, and carols everywhere. Close your eyes, it's almost here. Candles and chords, and favorite movie scenes, the smell of evergreen. As special as it's always been. And I have a dream or two, and maybe they will come true. Standing up on a big snowy night, we'll wake up to a world of white, and it's gonna be Christmas to remember. Light up the fireplace and magic. Things can change, but we know some things never will. The memories we share, songs we always sing, the mystery of life, the hopefulness this season brings. And I have a dream or two, and maybe they will come true. Light up the fireplace with magic and gold. Always in the middle and don't.
there we go. Yes, we got there. Amy Grant and A Christmas to Remember. And that's for Renee. Renee and Rick this morning. I think I found the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I found the problem.
There it was.
There it
what
is.
What is
that? It's an elf.
Oh.
There's an elf. There's an elf in my console.
I thought it was a rat.
I think not much difference. Yeah, it's an elf. Elf, that's what it was. That was playing around with my console.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I was really disappointed because I was sort of looking at the 100 best Christmas songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? One was not on the list.
Which one?
My Favourite Christmas Song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I play it every year and it's not on the list.
And it's a great song.
And it's the one I play first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play it now. Yes, that is not on the list.
Mm.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's sad.
I think it's one of the nicest and jolliest Christmas songs ever.
Yeah, it's nice.
It always brings back memories because, you know, a lot of time I used to drive to my father's for Christmas, which was up in the, what we call the Cotswolds, part of England, which is all very lovely, all scenic. And I used to drive, I remember in particular one day, one Christmas driving up there, and it was So probably about mid-morning, but there'd been this mist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very misty, and the mist, of course, had turned into, like, ice on the trees and everything like that, so they were all white.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And, it was lovely.
Aww.
It always sticks in my mind, that.
Yeah.
Mm. What's your favorite memory of Christmas?
Well, I guess the Christmas day when we open up all the presents.
Mm-hmm.
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 Because,
yeah.
For example, my grandma...
Mm-hmm.
Bought us every year the same present, and that was chocolates.
Oh, really?
And we were always, every year, excited about those chocolates.
Well, I'm not surprised. The thing is, you see, it's very difficult for people like me to get very excited about socks, which is what people do. That's always a sort of like a standing joke over in the UK, you know, if you saw Christmas jokes here, it's when everybody gets socks for Christmas, knitted by grandma.
Okay.
So, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like chocolates anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some Christmas cake here. We're going to have a piece of that in a minute. And we got eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, probably in around about half an hour time, perhaps a little bit more, we're going to be linking up with Ingrid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're in Alpine. Perhaps we'll
find... She should be here.
She should be, but they're doing a lot of great things there in Alpine.
Oh, okay.
And I think Ingrid has to be there because she has to help Mrs. Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So I think Mrs. Christmas is going to be around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's nice. Yeah. See, well, Father Christmas is typical, isn't it? Father Christmas is busy,
mm-hmm.
and the wife goes off and has fun.
Okay.
About it. Here's a piece which is on the list,
mm-hmm.
Part of the list of 100 the best-selling 100 Christmas songs from all times, mm-hmm. and it comes from the Carpenters.
Great.
It's Home for the Holidays.
Place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away you roam, when you long for the sunshine of a friendly gate, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweetheart. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays, 'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays,
'cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
The Carpenters, and that is number 92 on the best selling Christmas songs ever.
Wow, lot of new songs for Christmas.
Yeah, but you know, one of the things with Christmas as well, and I think, you know, people want us to play something for them, and they know it doesn't matter whether we've played it at all, because I mean, I think there's only 10 Christmas songs in the world,
mm-hmm.
and they've been made by 1,000 people. But, if you've got a favourite song, let us know, see if we can find it. Mm-hmm. And we'll play that for you as well. That was number 92, Chris. Look, Christina's here, look. Say good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
There we go, yes. The gang's all here. But I tell you what, let's drop back a couple of places to number 94.
Mm-hmm.
And it's This Christmas. And it's a version by Chris Brown.
Hmm, okay.
So it's a new one for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number 94.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun is gonna be this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Yeah.
Here we go, that's John Mellencamp there in his version of I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus under the tree last night. So Yasmin's doing our cake. Yeah, we've got some Christmas cake here. We can have some Christmas cake. Oh, here it is. Oh, thank you very much. There we go. Oh, right. What was the subject for that? Oh, yes. I tell you, Yaz, you're gonna. I've got a little story here from Mary Lou.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love this because we're talking about, you know, what we miss, what we you know, enjoy at Christmas, what sells for memories. Mary,
mm-hmm.
I love this one. Mary Lou says, I miss a family Christmas dinner at my uncle's place. This was her mum's older brother. Back then, I didn't like it very much because my uncle was always picking on me. And at midnight, he used to pour a bottle of champagne over my head.
What? Oh, gosh.
And he says, now my uncles have all passed. And now that I'm older, I miss those good old days. And I was allowed to drink, even though I was a minor.
Wow.
But no, say pouring.
Where was that? Here in Panama?
I would imagine so. Mm. Was that here, Mary Lou? I would think so.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I guess pouring the champagne over your head, you were christened every year. You know, at Christmas, it doesn't get much better than that.
Wow, that was his ritual.
That was his ritual, he was pouring champagne.
Wow.
What a way to go. But you know, funny, so as we're mentioning that, and it made me think back. Mm-hmm. To my old family Christmases when I was a kid. Because mm-hmm. my parents, my mother and father separated when I was sort of fairly young. And we went to live with my grandmother and my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And in the house, there was my grandma, my grandpa, my grandma's brother, Uncle John.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was my aunt, Truda.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and my mother. So we had a houseful.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Christmases were magic. We'd have close friends of my mother's come. They always used to come up at Christmas, Lydia and her boyfriend. And my grandmother used to bashing away on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd all be singing songs. And the more we drank, or the more they drank, I didn't drink then,
mm-hmm.
and the more they drank, the better the songs got. But they were wonderful times.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
And in those days, the only Christmas trees that you had were real ones.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back on it now, I sort of think of it with sheer horror. Because we used to have these real Christmas trees. And, of course, in those days, your Christmas decorations were mm-hmm. sort of not as exotic. And you didn't have electric lights on your Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have these little things they used to clip onto the branch of the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And you put a candle in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you lit
real candles.
And real candles. And you lit them.
Wow, yeah.
And I'm surprised we never burnt the house
uh-huh,
down.
Exactly.
You know, because you know how dry Christmas trees get, don't you?
Or the whole neighborhood.
You know, yeah. But those family Christmases were magic.
Wow. So,
yeah, absolutely.
How they did that. Huh.
Yeah. And my grandmother used that she would be playing away on the piano
mm-hmm.
with a gin and tonic mm-hmm. on top.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped her playing as well.
Wow, amazing.
That was a good old day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we played a number of oldie Christmas songs so far, but here's something a bit more up to date.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me. So kiss me under
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suidan del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal, ¿te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. It is Christmas Eve Eve. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's my expression. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve Eve.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we are eating.
And we, yeah. I tell you what, that cake's good, isn't it? There's no cake in it.
Oh, gosh, that's very strong.
And it's very good, isn't it?
Yes, it's very nice. Yeah. It's very soft. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And you don't eat it, you drink it.
Yes.
Put it in your mouth, it just disappears.
Oh, yeah, but we have to say thanks a lot to Nicolina. Which made this cake and the rum poncha. And to SL Communications, the agency who sent us this great present.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it? Very kind of people.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. That song, before we went to our little break there, Ed Sheeran and Elton John, of course. Modern one, just released this year. Merry Christmas is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And talk about Christmas traditions. You've never had here. Do you know what I mean by crackers? Not the biscuits.
No. What is that?
Well, you sort of they. It's like a cylinder, and then you've got a little piece at each end.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember them. Neil gave me one.
That's right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they go bang. And the idea is it pulls open. The one that gets the biggest part, the biggest part of it when you pull it apart, is the one that keeps it, because they've got little toys and little mottos in them and things like that. I'll have to have a look. We'll see if I can find any Christmas mottos that you find in Christmas crackers.
Yeah, well, we don't have that here.
No.
No.
And you can't bring them out here because they won't let you have them on the plane. Unless you take out the thing that makes them a cracker.
And
if you take it out, it's not a cracker, it's a...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Christmas crackers, they're good fun. But anyway, Elvis Presley. We've got to have Elvis Presley, haven't we?
Sure.
And this is Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. Job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Snowman, and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Your face unafraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in. I said I want.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there that's we go. Sexy.
Thank you.
Sexy Christmas.
Where's my voice? Oh, dear. Yeah, Elvis Presley, you've got to have Elvis Presley. Winter Wonderland. And see, we are 9 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 8 o'clock. In a few minutes, we're going to link up with Ingrid, aren't we? And we're going to be chatting with Ingrid probably in around about 5 or 10 minutes at a time. And there's a song called... All I Want for Christmas is You. But this is by Vince Vance and the Valiants. Say that quickly after a big piece of rum cake. Vince Vance and the Valiants. it's an American novelty act, Vince and Vance and the Valiants. So let's try it out, shall we?
Okay, sure. If I wrote a letter
There we go. That is the Beatles and Jingle Bell Rock. How good is that?
Nice as always.
Yeah, as always. Always nice. Talk about always nice. Morning, Ingrid.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning. Yes, how you doing?
We are doing great. Well, you look so different.
I have long hair.
And it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm growing it out for to donate locks for tots. For cancer.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Every time I have, unfortunately, a friend or a family member who has cancer, I grow my hair out, donate it, because they're always complaining about how horrible the wigs are. So I thought, well, I have really thick, and it grows very fast hair, so they love my hair, and they always say, well, so I'm growing it out. Oh, and
wonderful.
Then I'll donate it.
That's lovely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, great.
It's a lot of hair. Yeah. You want some of that, Jerry?
Yeah, I could do with a bit of that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, can you believe it? It's here. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I know. And by red glasses, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's always. I have for later today, Mrs. Claus is making an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And she always has red glasses in her outfits.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right. So you're going to be helping out.
We have a very special day today for Mrs. Claus and two reindeer, two elves, and a female Christmas tree and a pseudo Santa. We have created a little cart, kind of every year in El Valle, we've mm-hmm. driven around with golf carts, and then we pass out candy to the children. During COVID, we had masks and we'd spray the candy, and we wanted to just make sure that the kids realized they weren't forgotten up here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing it every year, and both of us, Chris and Ellen and Keith and I, we sold our golf cart, so we don't have a golf cart to drive around in.
Mm-hmm.
Chris has a carriage that you put your golf cart on when you want to transport it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been decorating that and setting that up, and we're going to be driving around later today, passing out candy and whatnot to the kids and singing Christmas songs, and it should be quite festive, and there's a case of beer. I mean, there's some refreshments for us on board.
All right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's nice.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I mean, that's nice. So basically you're making a little mini float, aren't you?
It is a mini float. It is. And, of course, Keitha, being the consummate designer, she's been decorating it. And Dean, of course, being the consummate electrician, mm-hmm. he's getting the lights going. We have a battery on board. We're going to have music. At one point, we were going to try to have a microphone, but the power is too strong. So we can't. We don't have a proper regulator to put it down. But so it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll start around 3 o'clock and get very hot and sweaty because everybody's costume is, you know, I got, like I said, it looks like the reindeer. I'll send you all photos, but it should be quite fun. And the last few years, these kids are so appreciative.
Oh,
we
sure.
We did this the night before last because I live next door to a church. Imagine that, me next door to a church.
Do you get a lot of lightning?
Yeah, lightning didn't strike when we entered, and no one burst into flames. But we went over there, and they asked us to... they asked me to come over, and I brought the crew, and the kids were just in awe. Their faces, their eyes, they were having hot dogs and cake and sodas, and they all just wanted to crawl on my lap and get photos taken. It was just so sweet. So we do this every year. We did, of course, Yaz was on board when we did the Polar Express, so I get a lot of use out of that costume, let me tell you.
Didn't show Mrs. Claus doesn't mind you borrowing it.
Well, you know, she doesn't mind if I slip in and out.
Yes, right.
You know what I mean.
I got a message for you from Renee. Renee, of course, Renee now is over in Greece.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to have to go see her.
Mm-hmm.
We all are going.
It's called
the Athens Express.
There you go. We're all going to jump on the Athens. Hi, Renee. How you doing?
Anyway, Renee says, that's awesome, Ingrid. My dad did that once many years ago, grew his hair out to donate to children with cancer. That's lovely. Anyway, she wishes Merry Christmas to Ingrid and the cook.
Aww,
thank you. So we're going to have come up with some new names because we have six people that will be participating in the float.
Mm-hmm.
Chris has got a white kind of goatee, but he's trying to grow out the sides for his white beard.
Mm-hmm.
And Keitha's dressed him up in a Santa kind of festive. And Ada is a very tall woman from South Africa, and she's going to dress up as a Christmas tree. Dean is Rudolph. The lawyer is Rudolph's she's decided her name was Donner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I explained to her what Donner was, the Donner Party in the United States. She's like, what? I don't understand. And I said, well, it's kind of like Dahmer, only Dahmer, Donner. The Donner Party went through the United States on a Ticonderoga wagon, big wagon, and they got stuck in somewhere in the Colorado area, and they were stuck there for a year, and they ran out of food, and they had practiced cannibalism in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's called the Donner Party. So when I explained that to her, she's like, I don't know that I'm going to be a Donner Party now, you know, because I'm the grumpy elf. I'm like, no kidding. Ellen is also going to be an elf, and who else we got? And then the cook is a happy elf.
Oh, okay.
You know, we give her too much stuff, and give her too much sugar, and she becomes very happy. Woo-hoo-hoo! Well, now, normally I have a Freaky Friday fun fact for you today, on Fridays. But mm-hmm. today I have something else for you, if it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas
okay.
in El Valle style.
Okay.
Should I start with, good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? I can't start my stuff without saying hello that way. All right, here we go. It's freaky. It's Friday, but it's not Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Tonight it's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the casa. Not a creature was stirring. Quijole, ¿qué pasa? Los niños, they were all tucked away in their camas. Some in long calzones, some in pijamas. While Mama worked late in her big oficina, El viejo, he was shopping at the corner cantina, buying some milk and a little cerveza for Santa to find on the dining room mesa. While hanging the stockings with mucho cuidado, in hopes that old Santa would feel obligado to bring all the niños, both buenos y malos, a bunch of dulces and other regalos. Outside in the yard there rose such a grito that I jumped to my feet like a frightened cabrito. I ran to the window and look out afuera. And who in the world do you think it was, era? Saint Nick in a sleigh with a big red sombrero. He came dashing along like a crazy bombero. And pulling his sleigh inside of Vendaus were eight little burros approaching volados. I watched as they came. This quaint little hombre was shouting and whistling and calling by nombre. El Poncho, el Pepe, el Cuco, el Beto, el Chato, el Chopo, el Maruca, el Nieto. Then standing erect with his hand on his pecho, he flew to the top of our very own techo. With his round little belly like a bowl of challah, he struggled to squeeze down our old chimenea. Then huffing and puffing at last in our sala, with soot smeared all over his red suit de gala, he filled all the stockings with lovely regalos, for none of the niños had been very malos. Then chuckling aloud, seeming muy contento, he turned like a flash and was gone like the viento. And I heard him exclaim, and this is verdad, Merry Christmas to all and Feliz Navidad.
That was nice.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. I love that.
Well, it can't have, you know, last week we did Rudolph. This week is 12 Days of Christmas. You have to have something fun. And it's hard to do freaky facts at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's brilliant.
I heard you
brilliant.
Guys talking about how you celebrated your Christmas when you were kids and whatnot. And the pulling the poppers and everything. It's funny because what I've discovered here in Panama and then across the UK is a lot of people celebrate Christmas Eve. And that's the big day they're allowed to open one or two packages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my family, we weren't allowed to do anything until Christmas Day. And the biggest problem is that my father and mother said no one can open anything until father's had his tea. Well, normally my father would get up at 6, 7 in the morning to get off to work. Well, on Christmas, he got up at 10 o'clock. So he's got three little kids cluttering near the tree saying, when is he going to have his tea? When is he going to have his tea? And he took forever to have his tea. And he did that every year. And, you know, to this day, he delays his tea so no one can open their presents. So it's fun that we all have these little traditions in our family.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I got a bit of a surprise to you because we had a call and a request from some friends of yours because they want to sing you a Christmas song.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Oh, they said they didn't want you to forget them over Christmas.
Oh, heavens no, my goodness. But you know, we now have something like 13 of spayed and neutered little kitties and whatnot. It's amazing. It's, you know, but we're grateful that they're alive and healthy, and thank goodness they can sing in tune.
But did you notice the one that knows what you're going to do with him?
Oh, my Lord, heavens help us. Yeah, and it's funny because right, I'm in my office, which is formerly known as the bitch bunker, and outside is where we feed the cats so they have a roof over their food. Mm-hmm. And so every morning when I come out to my office, we feed the kitty cats, and then again at night. And I'll tell you, they just line up. And so I'm hoping that when we have leftovers from the Christmas dinner, they will get some extra either chicken or ham or turkey. They'll be very excited.
Oh, wonderful. Mary Lou says she loved your Christmas tale.
Ah.
And, of course, her favorite pet is the cat, she said. So she was singing along with them.
Oh, happy new. Happy new. So, well, thank goodness we had kitty cats singing, because you don't want to hear me sing anymore. I'm now a baritone.
Yeah, I'd heard the rumors.
Yeah. You son of a... Well, you guys look awesome. I haven't been in your studio in such a long time. It's nice to see it again.
Well, whenever you're in town, you know, you can always pop in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. The first of the new year, I've got some new clients in the city I have to go attend to. Mm-hmm. So maybe I can swing by and not drink coffee there and kind of hype you guys up.
Yeah. Well, we got some nice rum cake today. I tell you, we're happy.
Ooh! Where'd you get good rum cake?
It was sent to us by Nicolina. It's made by Nicolina from one of the agencies.
Oh, how lovely! Yeah. Rum cake, so early in the morning. So, what are you having for Christmas dinner, Jerry?
Oh, I always like, even when it's just, you know, the two of us, I always still like to do our Christmas dinner. We have roast potatoes and roast turkey and Brussels sprouts, parsnips.
Ooh. Like turkey or ham or both?
We're just having turkey this year.
Oh, wow. You know, it's one of the things I learned about living in Panama is my mother never had a syringe and injected the turkey with juice. Mm-hmm. She would just baste it or cook it in a bag, but every time I've gone to a Panamanian or had a Panamanian cook me a turkey, they get this giant syringe that looks like a horse shot, and they lift the skin and shove all this great stuff under there. I mean, I never knew. Who knew that a syringe and a turkey could be great pals? Do you do that with your turkey?
No, in actual fact, I cheat, because I get the butterball turkey, which is all, because it's already done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like it when the butterball has a little pop-up, and it goes, boop, and you see a little
heart. Oh, right, yes.
Not erect, you can't say that either. Something pops out of the turkey that is, not sexual.
Anyway, listen, you guys have a wonderful Christmas, and enjoy all the fun you're going to have there in El Valle.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you to the listeners for allowing me to share so many moments with them throughout the year.
Yeah, and we'll be I'm going to be actually normally between Christmas and New Year, I take it off, and because we had a long holiday this year and we're going on holiday again in all being well in May next year. So okay, well, between Christmas and New Year, people are just sort of half in and half out because a lot of people have the time off. So I'm going to do just music programs, a bit like this today.
I mean, I'm off the hook. I don't have to report.
You don't have to report if you don't want to.
I always want to. Are you kidding me?
All right. You do. But all right. Well, I'll give you a clue, because what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go to my my music, and I'm going to do 60s on Tuesday, 70s on Wednesday, 80s on Thursday, and 90s on Friday. And I've got the Billboard Hot 100 for each year, so I thought we could take a little wander through the Billboard Hot 100s.
Oh, that's brilliant. I can't wait to listen. You've got all the good years playing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, you haven't heard many of those. You weren't born in those decades.
Oh, she's heard plenty over the last 14 years, trust me.
Oh, yes.
She's becoming an old soul.
Oh, dear. And I have to tell you, when I saw your son on the train, I think I almost had a wee bit of a crush on him. He's so tall and handsome.
Oh, yes, yes, I know.
Yeah, there's not many of us around, you know.
Oh, dear. It runs in the family.
He's a good guy.
Thank you.
Take
Merry
care
Christmas.
Of yourself. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ingrid. Take care. There we go. Ingrid, great to have her with us here on this morning's breakfast show. And that's it. That's sort of bringing us back to the music. If you are keeping an eye on the time for some strange reason, we're 23 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8 o'clock this morning, well, guess what? You didn't, because there isn't any news today. It's all music going right through, Christmas music going right through till 10 this morning. Some Boney M's version of When a Child is Born. Of course, the original, Johnny Mathis. That's a nice song.
I've heard that song, I guess, in Spanish.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I remember the music.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me like a Spanish song. I have to search.
I guess the only really Spanish song I know in for Christmas is Feliz Navidad.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And that's it.
By Jose Feliciano.
Yeah, I love that version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, I tell you what, going back to our list, our Billboard list of the top 100 Christmas songs ever, we're going to go right up towards the top now, to number 16.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And it's John and Yoko, the Plastic Ono Band. And do you know which one it is?
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono's on there, yes, Yoko Ono. She's on there as well. It's this one, of course.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun.
Men won't be boys playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where we are free. Ooh, yeah, someday.
Yes, two different songs, one older, one, well, that's the latest version from Lizzo of Someday at Christmas, both with the same message.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of wars.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. They're nice songs, they're great songs, but lessons to be learnt there.
I wonder why always the radio stations play the same songs, if there are a lot.
Because I told them, no, there's only 10. There's only 10 Christmas songs in the whole world. But they're made by 1,000 different people.
But, for example, today you had played more than 10 songs that I've never heard.
What was Ingrid saying? Yeah, some of them I haven't played for a long, long time as well.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and they are beautiful, so they should be, you know, on the radio.
Well, they are.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it.
Yeah, but everywhere.
Oh, everywhere, yes.
Like the Panamanian song that we had.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we dig that one out, the one from the Frantic Ballerina.
Exactly.
I love that song. That should be a Christmas classic.
Yes, I love it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different,
you know.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. It is. Well, dig that one out.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, there's another song which I think it's new because I hadn't heard it before. And I think it was Renee that introduced me to it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said that her voice sounded very much a book. A bit like Joy Crooks, who is one of my favourites. But I just love the song completely in its own right, and it's called Snowman by Sia.
Oh, yes.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't leave me this way. A bottle of water can't hold me close, baby. Can't hold me close, baby. I want you to know that I'm never here.
lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, but his voice sounds like Amy Winehouse.
Slightly, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of... But I always said that about Joy Crooks. She had this sort of combination of about two or three different great artists. But yeah, she's got a lovely voice. And we got a couple of nice Christmas messages here. Rosita.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning to you, Rosita. It says, morning to always the best in the West. Blessings to you, Yasmin, and of course to the rest of the crew and families. Wee-wee! She said, wee! I love you guys. That's very sweet. Thank you very much, Rosita. Yeah. She's always sending us lovely little messages. And Paul and Maria over in the UK. Happy Christmas to you, Jerry, and also Yasmin and Ingrid, and also the gang of faithful listeners. And that's from Paul and Maria over there in South London, England.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, he sent me a bit of say, because Paul and I, we still go back and forth. Unfortunately, at our time of life, we've got people that we know in the sort of music business or whatever that's passed away. And Thom Bell, Philadelphia soul pioneer, has passed away as well, which is all rather sad. But, there's not many of us left, you know, Paul. You won't get rid of me so easy. right now, let's go back to the Frantic Ballerinas, shall we?
Oh, yes.
And Christmas in Panama.
It is that time of year again. Even if we're living worlds apart, the ones you love were never far. Always in your heart, my smile is your smile, and my hand I'm holding out to you.
siento más feliz. Aunque estemos lejos tú y yo,
la distancia no es tan grande. Si te llevo aquí en el corazón,
tu alegría es mi alegría. Mi puerta está abierta para ti.
Compartamos nuestra historia. Qué bueno es tenerte nuevamente aquí.
Mira a tu alrededor. Quizás lo que perdiste ayer lo encuentres hoy.
Lo encuentres hoy.
Aunque la nieve no vaya a caer, it feels like Christmas anyway. La familia se junta otra vez. Navidad en Panamá. Navidad en Panamá.
Panamá.
Sé que el tranque puede ser cruel la lluvia no para,
pero apenas el arbolito se hace ver, se te olvida todo.
Alegría es mi alegría. Mi puerta está abierta para ti.
Compartamos nuestra historia.
Qué bueno es tenerte nuevamente aquí.
There you go, just to show there is no favoritism on this program. We had the English and the Spanish version.
Oh, yes, I love them both.
You know what? I'm so frustrated because that song should be a Christmas classic.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to make it next year my objective to send that to radio stations in the States and the UK. Because it's brilliant.
Yes.
It really is good. I love that song. And I tell you, we can tell there's a bit of Ricardo Vasquez in there. You can tell this one, can't you? Whoa!
Yes.
What a voice he's got. He's listening. Good morning. He probably isn't. you just sent me over. Was this on Instagram? Yeah, this
one? Yes, on Instagram.
Yeah, from Jaime, Jaime Lobo. And he says, this is just too much fun. I love the Christmas story, El Valle style. It was really good, yeah. I might try and extract that little piece and put it separately as a soundbite on the website today. Because, again, that's a classic. That's hilarious. Saludos to all the crew. Thank you very much for that, Jaime.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's always nice, isn't it? Bon Jovi. He's done a Christmas song as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes, exactly. I wish every day could be like Christmas.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y cicling en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya. Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ADP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent a Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. There we go, two in a row. We started off with Merry Christmas, everybody, from Slade. And the last one, of course, that's up there. What's that? Last Christmas, number 8. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's number 8 on the Billboard top songs for Christmas Forever.
And that's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's sad? Mm-hmm. Because on Christmas Day, that's when he died. George Michael of Wham.
Okay.
Yeah. I miss him. I'm just sort of, you know, you think, I mean, he was 53 when he died, and you sort of think to yourself, I wonder what other music he would have brought out, mm-hmm. you know, if he'd still been with us.
But,
Yeah. It's always followed on. There was Wham, and then followed on there by, preceded by Slade and Merry Christmas at Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you've got some events coming
up? Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but of course you can enjoy, for example, tonight. There's going to be a concert, Posada with Carols in Spanish and English.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be at St. Mary's Parish,
mm-hmm.
Parroquia Santa Maria. This is at Balboa and Con.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because they said children can come as Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, angels, shepherds, and animals.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be today at 6.30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So don't miss that. Of course, it's going to be free. In the church.
I think that's so funny because if I was a kid, I'd probably go as a pig and they'd say, they didn't have pigs. You've got to be a donkey or a sheep.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. Also tonight, this is organized by Mi Cultura,
mm-hmm.
at Parroquia La Medalla Milagrosa. This is at Alcalde Díaz.
Uh-huh.
At 7.30 p.m., they're going to have also an orchestra. The director is Ricardo Risco.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's going to be free for everybody tonight at 7.30 p.m. Also, let me see which one is tonight. Tonight it's at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Orquesta de Vientos de Penonomé. This is in Penonomé, Agua Dulce, at Iglesia Católica de Agua Dulce Centro. They're going to have also a concert there. That's going to be good too. And tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
at Casco Antigo, they're going to have their usually market. This is going to be at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to Casco Antiguo and get some of your Christmas presents there at the market.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're going to have food. And let me see what else. This is exactly at Plaza Catedral. And, of course, the entrance is free. And
mm-hmm.
you can go there and spend the day there.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. I have two more. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah, let's do those now.
Okay. On January the 6th, also by Mi Cultura, they are going to have a huge concert at Parque Omar,
mm-hmm.
January 6th from 2.30 till 8 p.m. And they're going to have Red de la Región Metropolitana and Orquesta Sinfónica Juvenil Nacional. They are going to celebrate
mm-hmm.
the Día de Reyes.
Okay.
So they're going to have also artists there and entrepreneurs and cuentacuentos, storytelling.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's on the 6th. And also at Teatro Nacional, they're going to have Cascanueces, the Nutcracker.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The ballet. This is going to be on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of December at 7.30 p.m. So you can get your tickets at Pana Tickets.
And where's that again?
At Teatro Nacional.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, that sounds good.
Exactly.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget, in January,
mm-hmm.
It's coming the Panama Jazz Festival.
Of course.
And you can already get your tickets. And this is going to be from the 16th to the 21st of mm-hmm. January next year. So right now you can get the tickets and go to their Instagram account, Panama Jazz Festival, and see the whole calendar, because you know it's a lot of concerts,
mm-hmm.
workshops, and music therapy, a lot of things they are doing. This is going to be awesome.
So much happening.
As every year, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Okay, well, I'm quite surprised. I thought there might have been less, but there's some good. The Nutcracker Suite, fancy that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
And now, Christmas songs, I mean, some songs have been just around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, still amongst the top Christmas songs of all time. And this one's called A Holly Jolly Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it came out in 1964. Wow. So it's been with me. Which, wow. I was 15, for heaven's sake.
Oh, really? Oh.
But, yeah. And, I mean, of course, it's a Christmas classic. It's been played time and time again. And I can't, you know, I guess since then, I've listened to it every Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's by a guy called Burl Ives, and I could still see his face to this day. Mm-hmm. And it is A Holly Jolly Christmas, and that is number 5 on the best-selling Christmas records, or listened to anyway, of all time.
The best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time.
Everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Yeah, do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because I've been around long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like me. We've got a picture here from Renee and Rick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little lemon tree in a pot, you see?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, lemon tree in a pot. You see, this is an example how different people have a different interpretation or different idea of something, because she says here, our lemon tree is doing well. I'll be able to use some for my Mediterranean shrimp pasta that I'm making for Christmas dinner.
Wow.
Doesn't sound like a turkey, does it? Shrimp pasta for Christmas dinner. But you see, the thing is, now I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I would have said, our lemon tree is doing really well. Be able to make some gin and tonics with my new lemons. That's what I would have done with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now there's a lot of people who eat seafood.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not because a lot of people that don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And when I was in the US, we had pizza.
Mm-hmm. Pizza.
For Christmas, yeah.
And I've got one here also from Rowena and Phil. Mm-hmm. Good morning and Merry Christmas. Yes, Holly Jolly Christmas from the television special Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer. Childhood memories. There we go.
Merry Christmas to them.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everyone. And now, Mary Lou, this is in. Mary Lou sent me a link. And she said, here's another great Christmas song from talented Panamanians. Paulette Thomas, Lisette Condasin,
mm-hmm.
Nilena Zizopoulos,
mm-hmm.
Mesa Perez, Condasin, and others.
Mm-hmm. I guess I remember that song.
That was a mouthful. So, yeah, you remember, it's just simply called Navidad.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be a new one for me.
Okay.
Navidad.
I suppose we'd better play this one, Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
This is the number one song for the last 100 years.
Oh, wow.
Mariah Carey. Number one over there in the UK again this year.
Mm-hmm.
All I want for you, all I want for Christmas is you. There we go.
Make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own.
The real beautiful version, that one of Silent Night. That was Stevie Nicks, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, nice version of that. Now, there is a song. I mean, let me talk about, you know, I noticed there's none of those sort of songs really on that list. But Silent Night, apparently it was composed in 1818 by Franz Haber Gruber. Two lyrics by Joseph Moore in the small town of Oberndorf, Bef Salzburg in Austria. Ooh, oh, around the Salzburg area. Nice.
So is that the oldest Christmas song? Or?
Probably not.
Mm.
It's older than me, though. And that's still going strong.
Yeah.
So I've got another song here. This is a different version of Rockin' Round the Christmas Tree by Pentatonix.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And they do it all sort of a cappella.
Oh, wow.
It's all very clever, isn't it?
Oh, nice.
Yes, mm-hmm. A cappella.
Yeah.
A lot of people sing that song. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and that comes off of an album by Pentatonix, which is called Not Such a Silent Night, mm-hmm. Which is a good title, I think, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Another favourite for Christmas time, Christmas music, is Silver Bells.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the version by Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink up bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids crunch, this is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time.
stars in the sky. Look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay.
Hey, do you remember Anne Murray? She did that song Snowbirds, which we normally sing when people come here from the States for the summer.
Oh, no.
Right, what else have we got? Have you got a favourite Christmas song?
Well, as I told you, the one by Wham.
Oh, yeah, the one by Wham. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Also, the one by Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the one that we mentioned by... Feliz Navidad, José Feliciano.
Yeah. That's what we're going to finish on today. I always like to finish on that one.
Mm-hmm.
How about another Elton John one?
Okay.
Remember, Step Into Christmas.
Okay.
There you go, you remember that one, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
of course. That's a jolly one. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you like that one.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what are your plans then for today and tomorrow?
Well, yesterday I couldn't find the gift that I needed, so I have to go today.
Oh, again. Really?
Yeah. So I'll do that today, and tomorrow is my Christmas and birthday party.
Ah, yes, because you got the two, haven't you?
Uh-huh, at my niece's house.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we're going to go there, so...
Oh, that's
I
nice.
I think it's going to be great, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, because... What do you guys do on Christmas Day? Because for me, for instance, I still sort of keep to the tradition, my tradition over there in the UK, where we have Christmas lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we have the turkey and the potatoes and everything like that. So, but of course, really in Panama, it's celebrated on Christmas Eve, isn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Exactly.
So, what do you do on Christmas Day? Just sleep it off.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And enjoy the gifts. And you know.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, because we have ours on Christmas morning.
Uh huh.
Mm.
And eat the leftovers from the dinner.
Oh, no, we see, we do that. we do that, because this year I'm actually able to have Boxing Day.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the day after Christmas, which exactly. is a holiday in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And we're known for doing exactly that, is mm-hmm. the leftover. But we have a thing called Bubble and Squeak.
Uh-huh. What is that?
And then you take, what you do is like you take all your leftover roast potatoes and your parsnip and you chop it all up
mm-hmm.
and fry it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then you have that, mm-hmm. The fried veg and everything with the turkey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some more turkey.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all into all our different customs, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, but the thing is, they don't give me a day off the day after Boxing Day to sleep it off. Here is Whitney Houston. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out. My Lord, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us.
Here we go, yes, that is Whitney Houston, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. I tell you what, yes, this brought us to this time of the programme.
Mm-hmm.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Taking us out this morning
mm-hmm.
with Jose Feliciano.
here, you know. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. A todo el mundo, to everyone. Yeah. And a Happy New Year. Prospero año. Con felicidad. Ahí.
There we go, yes. There goes Feliciano, Jose Feliciano, into Feliz Navidad.
Tonight.
Yes, that's it. So we're done for another year.
That was quick.
That was quick, wasn't it, really? And thanks to our elves screwing up the start of this morning's program.
Yeah.
But never mind, I'll edit that bit out. Right, so well, look, you have a wonderful time.
Oh, thank you. And, you too, everyone.
Yeah, and big thanks today to Ingrid.
Mm-hmm.
For her contribution. I'm going to try and cut out that little piece that she did because it's good, and I'll put that as a separate little soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, to all our listeners, I mean, actually, tell you, I must admit that Renee was very honest, because you're saying about them, you know, having pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because basically, I think what it comes down to is they're sick to death of turkey because they had Thanksgiving. So they're doing something different.
Okay.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So, and yeah, big thanks to all our listeners, Marina and Phil, with us this morning. Marina and Phil, Renee and Rick. Rosita was with us, Mary Lou, Paul and Maria over in the UK,
mm-hmm.
Rowena Field, the list goes on and on. But big thanks to all of you. It's always lovely to know you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to know somebody listening, isn't it? Yes. And yes, you have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I'll be back here on mm-hmm. Tuesday next mm-hmm. week, as I go through the week with some tracks from different years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing that. And you can
I'll be back too.
Are you coming back as well?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. I won't be lonely then.
No.
All right, well, look, it just remains for me to say I will be back with you, or we will be back with you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So please look after yourselves. Have an absolutely wonderful Christmas. And, well, I'll be back with you before the new year, but have an absolutely wonderful Christmas. Enjoy friends and family. It's always, always great. And, you know, as we get older, we also know that there will be times, when they won't be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy them
mm-hmm.
as much as you can. And, we all wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we'll be back with you next week. Mm-hmm. All right, yes?
Yes, Merry That's Christmas.
It? Yeah, should we go now?
Yes.
Okay, bye. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.